the U.S. plan to train moderate Syrian rebels is failing spectacularly. Why? Because the idea of the moderate Syrian rebel is a myth. The forces arrayed against the government of Syria since the Gulf states of Qatar and Saudi Arabia began arming them in 2011 are fanatics. Let's review. There were legitimate grievances that caused large protests against government policies in the Arab Spring in 2011. Mostly, people were protesting the effects of economic liberalization that had opened Syria to Western investments and speculation. The hard right wing in Syrian society became active in that moment as well. Everyone has seen the YouTube videos from as early as March 2011, with crowds chanting, "Christians to Beirut, Alawites to the grave." These were not the views of the masses of Syrians, but these were the element of people to whom guns began to flow through Turkey. The U.S. admits to involvement in directing the flow of weapons since November 2011. In a New York Times article in 2013, the CIA admitted they had a high-level advisor in the cabinet meetings in Qatar at that early date, helping to vet the so-called moderates who would get the weapons. The Free Syrian Army is mostly gone now. The chronology is also well known. An undisciplined fighting group, those that were the most committed to their extremist ideas, joined the Al-Qaeda affiliate, the Al-Nusra Front, and took their American weapons. Then, when ISIS split from Al-Qaeda and showed greater prowess in battle, most Al-Nusra Front fighters, with their American weapons, joined them as well. The latest PR effort to train moderates is failing badly. What is working for the U.S. is the air war on ISIS. This puts U.S., Turkish, British, and now Australian air forces striking inside Syria and setting up the prospects for clashes directly with the Syrian military. This is why anti-war forces in the U.S. have to speak out to oppose our government's airstrikes in Syria.